Angela Goldstein juggles being a mother of three and running a business with her husband. Angela Goldstein juggles being a mother of three. Angela Goldstein juggles being a mother of three and running a business with her husband. But it's the invisible work that really takes its toll, according to time equality activist Eve Rodsky. Since then, she's written two books and designed a method for helping couples to rebalance the domestic work in their household. Since then, she's written two books and designed a method for helping couples to rebalance the work in their household. Angela says, though life is busy, it's manageable thanks to the support of her second husband. But things were very different in her first marriage. She ended up divorcing her first husband, something women are initiating more. In the US, women initiate around 69% of divorces. That gave her the space to make a new... That gave her space to make a new start with a partner willing to do their fair share. Initsa Templeton also left a marriage where she had no help domestically. Formerly a so-called trad wife, she now tries to help others who want to leave that lifestyle through her podcast. Her religious upbringing led her to seek out an early marriage as a trad wife. The demands of that life eventually took their toll, and after 8 years, she made a difficult choice. Hugely popular social media accounts glamorise this lifestyle, but Anitsa says in her experience the reality is very different. hugely popular social media accounts glamorise this lifestyle. But Anitza says, in her experience, the reality is very different. Eve Rodsky also sees it as an existential issue. Eve Rodsky also sees it as an existential issue. Eve Rodsky also sees it as an existential issue. Angela is very much thriving in her second marriage, thanks to the support of her new husband and the fair balance of domestic duties, proving that it is possible to run an equitable household. But research suggests it hasn't gotten better for many women. Mothers report being responsible for more than 72% of all cognitive labour in the home, according to research from the University of Southern California. Advocates argue that that won't change until men start to value and share this work. But research suggests it hasn't gotten better for many women. Mothers report being responsible for more than 72% of all cognitive labour in the home, according to research from the University of Southern California. Advocates argue that won't change until men start to value and to share this work. Advocates argue that won't change until men start to value and to share this work.